From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, October 28th at 8:56. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mostly lower here to start, the last trading week of October. And soybeans under some pressure here today, led by a sharply lower soybean oil market, and that's following a sharply lower crude oil market. Here this morning, with crude down just about $4 here this morning. So kind of putting an overall negative light to commodities here to start the week. But great news is continues to be a little quiet. We did see a couple more export flashes this morning of corn. So those stories continue on a somewhat regular basis here over these last few weeks. Of course, harvest progress continues on corn. We do have a couple warm days coming with some windy conditions, and it looks like we've got a pretty decent chance of rain coming in Wednesday night and Thursday into Missouri, Iowa, and parts of Illinois, so that could slow harvest down in some of those areas as well. Overall, the extended forecast continues to look somewhat warm, but does look like we're settling into maybe a little bit of a wetter pattern here as we move into the first part of November. Export inspections will be out this morning, crop progress out this afternoon. Another thing watching this week, first notice day for November contracts is on Thursday, so we'll continue to keep an eye on that as well. May have some impact on nearby spreads here. We'll see if that spills over into futures or not as we continue to clean up November positions here heading towards the end of another month. Payroll report out on Friday, and then of course next week is the election and the Fed meeting, so would expect some volatility in the outside markets. Once again, see if that spills over into grains here as we move into next week. As for prices here this morning, D's corn at 413 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. March corn at 427 and a half, down 2 cents. November soybeans 979 and three quarters, that's down 8 cents. January at 989 and a quarter, that's down 8 1/4. December soybean meal 304.40, down 140. December bean oil 43.11, down 104. December Chicago wheat 562 and three quarters, down 6 1/4. Kansas City December 565 and a quarter, down 6 3/4. Livestock markets here are mostly higher. Cattle on feed report there Friday afternoon leaned a little bit to the negative side, but futures not seeing much follow through on that here yet this morning. December cattle 189.35, that's up 20. November feeders at 249.25, up 67. December hogs at 79.52, down 15. Otherwise continues to be somewhat quiet here to start the week. Soybeans continuing to trade under that $10 level in the November, so that acts as resistance here at this point. For December, corn continues to be stuck between the 50-day moving average at 410, 100-day moving average around 417, so kind of trading in the middle of that. One of those levels being support and the other one being resistance here in the short term. Otherwise, continuing to get harvest wrapped up here around parts of the Midwest, and we'll continue to keep an eye on this weather forecast moving forward, Kimberly.